WOKV News Time 8:43 to Capitol Hill and Fox's Ryan Schmelz. A U.S. senator trying to visit a man he says was deported by the Trump administration without due process. But Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen was shut out from being able to meet with him. Ryan, where does this storyline go through the day today now?
Well, I think the next step is to see if there's going to be any additional visits to see Abrego Garcia down in El Salvador. And you know, I think we're always going to be watching to see if the El Salvadorian government's going to make any changes to their policy. But, you know, the argument that you're hearing Republicans make right now is that President Trump and the Justice Department have more authority when it comes to deporting these individuals than they did before, because MS-13 is now designated as a terrorist organization. So therefore, they have a lot more authority when it comes to taking action against people who have ties or alleged ties to the gang. Now, you know, the Supreme Court did order that the President Trump and his administration should facilitate a return to the United States, but a lot of Republicans are putting that decision in the hands of the El Salvadorian government. They say, well, this individual is a resident of El Salvador. He's a citizen there. It's up to El Salvador if they want to send him back to the United States.
And Ryan, I think one of the reasons why this case remains an urgent one for many is that, correct me if I'm wrong, we have not received any assurances from that government that he's even still alive.
That's one thing. Yes. I mean, Chris Van Hollen wanted to talk to him on the phone just to make sure or to get a welfare check, essentially. And he was told by the vice president of El Salvador that it would have to be the U.S. Embassy to facilitate that call. So pretty much he put that decision in the hands of the Trump administration in order to make that phone call. That certainly is one thing. And I think another reason why this is getting a lot of attention, too, is that, you know, there was a court order from 2019 that was never challenged about his status that allowed him to stay in the country and work in the United States for, you know, at least a period of time. And, of course, you've got the Supreme Court ruling that his return should be facilitated, too.
That word facilitate is such a key word so far in the court hearings on it, isn't it? I mean, like, that's the one key word that seems to be a major point in all this.
It is, and Republicans are saying, well, that facilitate doesn't mean you have to send him back. I believe Pam Bondi did say that they would offer a plane if El Salvador made the decision to send him back. So, I mean, it's still up in the air, and I think it's still possible that he could get returned, but it looks like the administration is now really doubling down and making no plans to do so, because they released new evidence yesterday, or at least documentation, that showed some type of alleged ties to MS-13. Mm.
And while this is one individual case, the broader issue of deportation has landed a federal judge announcing potential contempt prosecution against White House officials, wanting to know why DOJ didn't turn around those deportation planes of hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador mid-flight. Does this end up going all the way to the Supreme Court?
Oh, I think it's just a matter of time, yes. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, you know, just never say never, and it's never guaranteed. But, I mean, you know, the way that the Trump administration has been at odds with James Boasberg on this, the judge in the case, and how much back and forth there's been, and just really an unwillingness to comply with a lot of his orders. I mean, I think that it's just a matter of time till the Supreme Court has to weigh in. And it could be a case that ultimately makes a decision on what kind of powers these district court judges have when it comes to nationwide injunctions.
And Ryan, I was talking with somebody yesterday just off the air about, you know, the ramifications of the administration being held in contempt. And, you know, his response was, yeah, they're in contempt. So what? What is the so what?
Yeah, I think the argument is, you know, what are you going to do about the federal government? I mean, they're the executive branch. I mean, unless Congress is going to hold them in check, which Congress I don't think plans on doing, I mean, it's very hard to really take any other action against them when they're the ones who run the government.
Fascinating. These are fascinating times. Even with the Congress out this week, your news watch never stops. Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for the update. It's 8:47 on Jacksonville's Morning News.